Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action.
Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. Hope you're having a great week. It's February 8th. February 8th. Time is flying. I want to make sure that I give a warm shout out to my wife, Ashley, and say happy birthday. It's your birthday. You are getting old like me. But you don't look old. You look great. And you're an amazing mother. You're an amazing friend to me and to so many people. And I think you're pretty awesome. And I think you're cute. So happy birthday. Hope you have an awesome day. Unfortunately, I won't get to actually hang out with her that much today because I have a webinar tonight for my sales and marketing super course, which has been going amazing. But we'll try to squeeze in a date night this weekend, I think. Hopefully. Everybody's been sick here. I know around the whole country, people are sick. When I was in San Diego last week, people were like puking all over the place, feeling horrible. Derek came up to Michigan this week to help work on some funnel things that we're doing for a big launch we have coming up. And he's sick now. Everybody's sick. It's been a nightmare. My daughter Finley, she's 2 years old. She had to go to the hospital because she had this thing on her tonsils. It's been crazy. So if you're going through that, I have massive compassion for you. What I want to talk about today on the podcast is influencers, and I've mentioned this several times. In fact, I did a podcast a few weeks ago about what I was calling influencer acquisition cost, which is like a mega epic epiphany gold nugget value bomb for you guys. And I made it up, like probably someone made it up, but I made it up to myself. We always talk about customer acquisition cost, and when you want to scale a business and get it really big, you need to have a handle and understanding on what your customer acquisition cost is. They call that a CAC, a C-A-C. But we spend so much time on traditional marketing, whether it's AdWords or direct mail or flyers or door hangers or whatever, and we calculate a CAC, which is really important and awesome. But I've never heard anybody talk about going after gatekeepers or influencers, as I call them. And with the home service business, depending on what kind you have, this could be a huge opportunity for you. And just to back up and explain more about the super course, we have this amazing thing coming out pretty soon. And when it does come out, you're going to hear me relentlessly talk about it and absolutely convince you to invest in it because it will change your life. It's unbelievable. We've had tears. We've had people sending in video testimonials. I have a small group of our Send Gym customers going through it as we create the content for the course. And I have all these amazing teachers from all these different service industries teaching very nuts and bolts how-to stuff, like with specifically to sales and marketing. Like that is the foundational cornerstone. And one of the big pieces of sales and marketing that isn't talked about a lot is this idea of gatekeepers. Now, I have a session tonight for the super course that I actually pre-recorded yesterday with Mr. Gary Guymon. And Gary, I've known who he is for a while, but he kind of came back on my radar because he's grown his company really quickly in the last few years. They shot up over $1 million. They're doing a lot of big things, and he's really, really smart with AdWords. He's going to be teaching a session inside the super course next week for me that shows us exactly what they did with their AdWords account, like literally screen share, step-by-step, how-to, nuts and bolts. They spent $19,000 on AdWords and made $600,000 just off the AdWords. So that's amazingly valuable and awesome. That's just one little piece of the super course. But the one that we're doing tonight was about cold emails. And I use cold emails. I've used it to grow the software company. I've experimented with it. It's a pretty common tactic, like in the digital marketing and the online marketing space. But when I had my service company, I didn't really use cold email. And I feel stupid because it's an obvious and simple and like super ultra low cost way to make a ton of money. And so if you've never considered this, I'm going to give you some gold nuggets here. I'm not going to do the whole thing, but Gary does a whole hour and a half presentation on exactly what he does, the copy he uses, like where he gets the emails, everything.
But that's secret for inside the super course. But in general, cold emails can be awesome because you want to target. It's not like you're cold emailing homeowners saying, hey, can I mow your lawn? That's not how it works. You're targeting property managers or realtors or the presidents of homeowners associations or anybody that's like a doorway to a whole bunch of business for you. And if you, let's say that you have a business and you have no problem spending $100 to acquire a customer, that's great, right? Because like you'll make that back plus a lot more and then you have them forever, right? And maybe the lifetime value of that client is $5,000. And when you look at it like that, it's like it's insane not to spend $100 to acquire them, right? But how come we don't spend, you know, more effort on these influencers, these high-level relationships? They're just people, man. Like, they're people. It could be the purchasing director for some huge corporation. It could be the head of facilities maintenance for a chain of assisted livings. They're just people, and you need to know them and be their best friend. You need to be their best friend. You need to know them. You need to go golfing with them. You need to take them brownies. You need to buy them lunch. You need to do whatever you got to do. And let's say that you spent 10 times as much. Let's say you spent $1,000 by going to networking events or even, you know, flying to a different state to meet someone who's important or going to golf outings or whatever. Who cares? Like, these people could be a doorway to not just one customer, but 1,000 customers. And so you could spend 1,000 times your normal customer acquisitions costs and still be on par with your normal customer acquisition costs. So look at that as an influencer acquisition cost. But the reason cold email can work so well is because there's a lot of really cool tools online that can automate it for you a little bit. And there's a whole bunch of like ninja tricks on how to do this the right way that Gary teaches. But in general, what if you had a list? What if you data mined a list of 500 really influential people, whether it's property managers, realtors, or any, like I already mentioned, right? What if you had that, and then what if you had a sequence, a series, a drip sequence of emails that dripped out to them and engaged them and got them to email you back, call you, or reply to you, or whatever? Wouldn't that be valuable? Like, those 500 names on that list, you don't need all of them to be your best friend. What would happen to your business this year if you had 50 people that referred everything they got to you? What if you had 25 people? What if 25 realtors told every listing they have, you need to have your house spruced up by this company before we list it, like it's gonna sell faster, it's totally worth it, you need to call them. What if that happened? Well, it can happen. Here's the problem. People don't go deep enough, they don't push hard enough, they don't get organized, and they just kind of dabble. I've talked about dabbling. You know, honeybees don't dabble. They go really deep. Like, they're super good. They fly out. They get the pollen. They come back. They put the pollen. I don't know what they do with the pollen, but they make honey, and then they fly out, and they come back, and they go back and forth, back and forth, and they're really good at it. And we have honeybees on our property here, and it was the first time I ever saw, like, a real colony, and I harvested the honey. I was, my friend Matt Eichelberg helped us, like, do that and showed me the process. And the thing that blew me away is just how much honey the honeybees had. Like, honeybees are so small and tiny, but they're so diligent that the output they have, the productivity is insane, right? But for you, your output, your productivity needs to be insane too. And if you're going to do like a strategy, whether it's cold email or anything, to build relationships with influencers, it has to have the basic stuff in place. It has to be organized. It has to be strategic. There has to be many, many, many touches over the long term. You have to keep track of things and like document what happened and take notes and be organized with everything. I just don't see people doing that. And I get it if it's like June and you're overwhelmed, but like right now, this is the time to put this stuff in place. You guys can have what you want. You can have what you want. A lot of you have goals this year that are way too small. You're thinking too small. There's fear. A lot of you feel like it's already February 8th and you didn't do all your planning, so screw it, you know, I guess there's not enough time for it. That's crap. There's tons of time. You can get so much stuff done in one day if you go beast mode, massive action, right? And in one day, you could data mine tons of important people's contacts, information, get their address, their email, their phone number. You could write a 3-email sequence that's a cold email sequence that's really simple that, you know, gets them to engage with you. You could spend an hour finding out what their pain points are and trying to split test or try different emails to see which ones work. Like, it's not that hard. It's just that you got to do it. You have to do it. You're not going to know exactly how to do it perfect until you do it 700 times. So start, like, go do it. Like, push pause. Go do it. I want you guys to email me when you do this. You can get huge deals just by doing this. I remember my business partner, Chris, when we first had partnered up, actually just cold called a local college. It turned out to be like a, I think it was 15 or 20,000 a year. It might've been more, cleaning job. And it was hilarious because I thought he was like the sales ninja guru master of the universe. All he did was call, ask for the facilities director. The guy actually was there and answered, turned out to be super nice, and was like, yeah, you know what? Why don't you come on down this afternoon or tomorrow? I'd love to talk to you about that. It was like the easiest sale ever. But the reason it happened is because we made a list of a bunch of places that we wanted to target and started calling them, and it worked. So, you know, are you doing it? Are you doing the stuff? Did you do like 7 phone calls? Did you send out like 12 emails? Did you go to one networking event and talk to 2 realtors and be super shy and then leave and then convince yourself it doesn't work? Of course it works. You got to go deep. You got to be like a honeybee. You got to be diligent. You got to be organized. Keep track of this stuff. So look, do what I just said. I've been talking for 10 minutes. That's $100,000 worth of new business for you. It's $1 million worth of new business for some of you maniacs out there that'll take it to the nth degree exponentially. And I think it's pretty cool. It's simple. Success does not have to be complicated. In fact, it's kind of not complicated. One of the things I'm learning in Russell's inner circle is that I am like way overcomplicating our business model and everything I'm doing because there's a part of us in our brain where we think that we're not worthy to have what we want. We feel like the only way we could possibly achieve this, what to us is a big goal, is by making ultra complex, crazy expectations on ourselves on how we are going to achieve it, right? When in reality, it's oftentimes a really clean, simple strategy, a lot of focused, massive action around it, but it doesn't have to be complex. You know, it might be a little complex depending on how big your business is and what you're trying to do, but it doesn't have to be that complex. And if you have like a couple $100,000 a year business and you want to go to like a $500,000, it doesn't have to be complex at all. Like there's only like 2 or 3 things you have to do every day, every week, 2 or 3 things you have to measure to have what you want. That's it. It's simple. It's just a behavior problem. People aren't doing the right behaviors. We get distracted and we work on all the wrong things in all the wrong order because we're scared and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, listen, God bless. Take care. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you loved today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.